Now we're on item seven, PR 2020-4645, SD 2022-136, an amendment to an infrastructure list, and SD 2022-1-133, an amendment to a preliminary final plat. This is for Snow Vista Investors at 1125 Snow Vista Boulevard Southwest, and the agent is Tier West. Okay, Mr. Noriega, name, firm, address.
Hello, my name is Luis Noriega, Tierra West LLC, 5571 Midway Park Place, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead and give us an update on this one.
Okay, so from last time, we did receive a MAFCA signature on the new plat and have sent that over. Additionally, we submitted a surveyed trail exhibit showing the location of the trail and is outside of the site property lines. We have at least 3 feet of buffer at the narrowest section. We received minor comments from hydrology on our proposed drainage management plan. We have incorporated those comments and have sent that back to hydrology for review. I would like to request approval with delegation if hydrology requires additional time to review our changes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Noriega. I think this is the one I wanted to celebrate drainage if we got it done. So, is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item seven? If you could raise your hand or otherwise speak up now. Not seeing anyone, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. Water Authority has no objection to either application today.
Code Enforcement.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. So the applicant did provide the exhibit as requested in the last session, and it shows that there's an approximately 3 foot buffer between the property line and the trail and the northwest section of the site. It's important to maintain that buffer because the trail will be crossing the street to go to the Westgate Community Center, which is an important project for the city right now. So it does appear that there's enough clearance. I just wanted to check, I guess, with the planning department that we wouldn't need any type of easement, paper easement or something at that area before we go forward. But other than that, it appears everything is good to go. Thank you.
Mr. Armijo or Mr. Biazar, do you have any comment regarding, and can you just state that again, Ms. Sommerfeld? Your question is there a need for?
Right. If we could just look at that exhibit, the one with the orange line. Yes, yes. On the northwest corner of the subject site, there's a 3 foot distance between the edge of the trail and the property line. So Parks and Recreation would like to check with the city engineer to make sure there's no, you know, paper easement that would be needed to protect that space.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. So typically from the edge of the trail, we need a 3 foot buffer, I guess, per Parks and Recreation standards. So if you have a 3 foot buffer, I think that should be adequate.
Okay, thank you. That's all we need. Thank you.
Okay, and you're wanting to guarantee that 3 foot buffer stays there, right, Ms. Sommerfeld?
That is correct. Yes, thank
you.
Okay.
Let's see. Is this coming back with a site plan anytime soon, Mr. Noriega?
No.
That affects lot 1B? No?
We don't have any users for 1B at this moment.
Mr. Biazar, is there any need for a note to? So the property line is on the edge of that 3 foot buffer. Like the property line is to the right of that buffer, correct? So they'd have to move their property line to encroach on the buffer.
Madam Chair, I mean, as long as there's a 3-foot buffer from the property line to the edge of the trail,
okay,
we should be fine. I mean, that's all we need to look for.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was on the site when she first brought it up. Okay. I think we're good then.
As long as we can enter that graphic as part of the, files, so that if, yes, in the future. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see. Hopefully Precision Survey stands by their survey there. So, okay. Let's keep going now to hydrology.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the amendment of the infrastructure list. We did receive the revised updated drainage master plan yesterday, and we haven't reviewed, and I can take delegation of the updated DMP. It should be approved shortly.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chen. Transportation.
Ernest Termihill, Transportation. All comments have been addressed. We have no objection for future development. TCL will be required.
Planning comments.
This is G. Rodenbeck. All of our comments have been addressed. They got the MAFCA signature on the plat. So only question I have is, this is an amendment of a minor preliminary final plat. There is an infrastructure list. It's being amended as well. I'd like to know if a financial guarantee has already been approved and an infrastructure improvements agreement recorded for this, and you're amending it post that, because otherwise we'd need it, I believe, get an approved financial guarantee and recorded IIA.
This is Luis Noriega. I could speak to that. So what we did was I believe it's a procedure A on the sidewalks, which is the which is what is on the infrastructure list. If we amend the infrastructure list and we close that project out already, so instead of a financial guarantee, we went ahead and just built them already and got that closed out. And that letter is should be included in some of the supplementals in the previous submittals, letter of acceptance for the sidewalks.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Madam Chair, do we want to bring that up? I don't have that ready show, but we could probably find that pretty quickly. I mean, because otherwise I think we'd have to have as a condition of approval, should these amendments get approved, but we'd have to have a condition approval that those improvements have been constructed.
Mr. Biazar?
Madam Chair, we just need to look for that letter. I mean, as long as it's the letter says completed and acceptance by the city, that's all we need. But I mean, so you could just take delegation to confirm that if you need to.
Yeah. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I can find that in the submittal between, should this get approved, I can spend the next few minutes looking for that in the submittal.
Okay.
Before the signing session.
Okay. With that, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the applications. This is an amendment to the infrastructure list, an amendment to the preliminary final plat. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I approve.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I approve.
This is Cheryl Somerville with the Parks and Recreation Department. I approve.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. I approve with the delegation of the approval of the updated drainage master plan.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. I approve.
Okay, and so the letter is to confirm what generally? The construction of what?
That the construction of the improvements on the infrastructure list, other than what's being removed, have been constructed in lieu of a financial guarantee and IIA.
Okay, so Mr. Rodenbeck just stated, I approve with the delegation that Mr. Rodenbeck just stated regarding the letter to confirm infrastructure improvements. And that will be for 8 weeks. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to approve item 7, PR 2022-4645, applications SD 2022-136, amendment to infrastructure list, and SD 2022-133, amendment to preliminary final plat. Because the applications meet all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to hydrology and planning, for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.